Yeah, hi everyone. My name is Mohammed Khalil. I'm from Egypt, and I just finished my PhD from the University of Maryland and the Max Planck Institute. My advisor was Alessandra Buonanno, and secondary advisors at the Max Planck were Jan Steinhoff and Justin Vines. So my work is mostly related to gravitational wave physics. I am sure you know that gravitational waves were first detected in 2015. And since then, there has been almost 100 gravitational wave detections. These observations have improved our understanding of compact binary objects and their properties and astrophysical formation channels. Gravitational wave signals are typically very noisy. Here, this is the first gravitational wave detection, which was exceptionally loud, but usually the magnitude of the amplitude of the gravitational wave signal is less than the magnitude of the noise in the detector. So to be able to extract the signal from the noise, we need one technique is to use matched filtering, where the data from the detector is compared to a waveform in a template bank to find the best match. And once you detect a signal, we still need accurate waveform models to be able to extract the parameters of the system and infer the properties of the system that emitted those gravitational waves. Numerical relativity provides very accurate waveforms, but it's computationally expensive and the signal is typically short, the waveform is typically short. So it's important to also use analytical waveform models. There are three techniques that are often used to describe the binary dynamics. The Bost-Newtonian approximation is an expansion in the for small velocities and weak gravitational field. Since v squared is the same order as gm over r for bound orbits, this Bost-Newtonian approximation is usually applied to binaries, comparable mass binaries in bound orbits. Then there is the Bost-Minkowskian approximation, which is an expansion in the weak field but arbitrary velocities. So it's typically applied to scattering encounters, since in principle you can have highly relativistic velocities. And gravitational cell force provides an expansion in the mass ratio, but it's valid for arbitrary velocities and strong field. Part of my research concerned deriving new post-Newtonian results by looking into relations and connections between these three approximations. I contributed to deriving the third subleading PN order, spin orbit dynamics, linear in spin, and spin-spin dynamics, quadratic in spin. I also derived some spin contributions to the gravitational waveform for both eccentric and circular orbits. Now, Bost-Newtonian approximation can provide a good description for the binary dynamics at large separations, but to get the full waveform, we need to combine all available analytical methods with numerical relativity simulations. One framework to do this is the effective one-body formalism, which maps the motion of a binary to the motion of a test body in a deformed black hole background. So if we start with a binary of masses M1 and M2, and the Hamiltonian describing the dynamics is this HEUV Hamiltonian. That Hamiltonian is related to another effective Hamiltonian for the test body, such that this effective Hamiltonian reduces in the test body limits to the Schwarzschild or Kerr Hamiltonian. If the binary is spinning, we typically map it to a Kerr. But if it's non-spinning, it's Schwarzschild. So this means that this Hamiltonian contains the full strong field information in the test body limit, and we add to it, we add to the effective Hamiltonian Bost-Newtonian terms such that this HEUV contains all known Bost-Newtonian results plus the strong field test body limit. And then in Hamilton's equations, we add the radiation reaction and solve the equations numerically, and then use that solution in the waveform, which is for the in spiral part. The PN results are used in a resummed form, and then we attach to the in spiral waveform the merger ring down part, which is fit, which is a fit to numerical relativity and black hole perturbation theory. My research in that part concerned improving effective one-body waveform models by including the effect of spin precession in binaries. I also looked into including Bost-Minkowskian information in EOB and developed a waveform model for eccentric orbits. And here we see that the EOB and NR agree very well for this eccentric waveform. Lastly, I also looked into some imprints of modified theories of gravity on gravitational waves. Gravitational waves observations offer unprecedented opportunities to test gravity in highly dynamical and strong field regime. And several theories of gravity predict some non-perturbative phenomena called scalarization. For example, in scalar tensors, those are phase transitions in the strong field because of a symmetry breaking of the scalar field, scalar inversion symmetry. For example, in a scalar tensor theory, a neutron star without a scalar charge can become scalarized, acquires scalar charge above a certain compactness. And in a binary system, if the binary is, if the separation is large, then the binary is not scalarized. But as the separation decreases, it acquires a scalar charge. This is called dynamical scalarization. I developed a theory agnostic effective action approach to model the scalarization. We write an action that satisfies the symmetries of the problem and match its coefficients to the coefficients of the full theory. And from that, we obtain the dynamics for a binary and see how which at which frequency dynamical scalarization occurs and see the onset of scalarization. I also applied some Bost-Newtonian techniques in modified to modified theories of gravity and derived the 1PN conservative and dissipative dynamics in Einstein-Maxwell theory. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening.
So, can you get the ring down waveform from the effective one body?
Yeah, so the ring down, the ground signal is obtained by using some phenomenological form for some phenomenological functional form for it and fitting its the coefficients of that function to numerical relativity and black hole perturbation results. And then the signal ring, merger ring down signal is attached to the Bost-Newtonian and spiral waveform.
So you truncate the effective one body at some point, and then you have this phenomenological model, or do they, do you smoothly go from one to the other?
You attach the two at the maximum of the waveform. Yeah, so it's continuous at the limit. You need